Mike shot him. Do you know where dreams come from?
Not specifically.
Acetylcholine neurons fire high-voltage impulses into the forebrain. These impulses become pictures, the pictures become dreams. But no one knows why we choose these particular pictures. So.
Hello, hello. You are listening to the Boston Media, Mariah Merlinite, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Yes, yes, we are here. Good morning, good morning. The Paranormal Playground Sounds, Wednesday. Your weekly fix for the supernatural. I hope you enjoyed that little snippet from Twin Peaks, the series. Oh, have I had so much fun with that show and incorporating that with the Paranormal Playground Sounds, because we all know Agent Dale Cooper. What is his specialty? What does he do? He solves mysteries in his dreams, from his dreams, and he gets information. Kind of like what I do here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, but except I get a playlist from Spirit every single week. And how exciting it is to have a psychic medium musician here to channel the spirit world through sound. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. This is going to be an exciting show. You know why? You want to know why? Guess why? Guess who was in my dreams again? Guess who's in my dreams? David Bowie. Yes. And you know, it's so funny because I'm not like a David Bowie stan. A lot of us in our generation, we grew up listening to his music. It's like, I definitely appreciate and love him so much and so much of his music, but I'm not, you know, like the way that I, you know, go gaga over the Beach Boys. And I'm not really like a David Bowie kind of like super fan, but I definitely obviously appreciate him. But when he started coming to my dreams, I was like, it's just so weird. Like, you come to my dreams a lot. And I realized that his picture is basically on the front for the Heroes advertisement. If anybody's ever been to Heroes 80s night, and it used to be TT the Bears and now it's Sonya. So I used to go there a lot and dance. And that's actually where I had the funnest times of my entire life, was at 80s night. And his picture was it was on the flyer. And I was like, oh, okay, now I get why he keeps coming into my dreams, because that Akashic record is there. So we're going to have so much fun talking about, you know, we'll have a lot of fun playing a bunch of David Bowie and we're going to bring it in. We're going to open up to spirit. We're going to see what the spirit world holds for us in this next hour of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm very excited, very, very excited, because, you know, it's just fun. Like, come on, it's a radio show where spirit come. Okay, dead musicians, dead spirit. I don't like to say dead musicians, but spirits who crossed over not only they come in my dreams and they're like, yo, what up? I want to give a message. They give me a playlist. And they're like, yeah, this is the music you should be playing. Play it. And I'm like, well, hey, hello. Well, I am the Boston medium. I am the psychic medium that gives the message through music. And anyone who's listening, if you're on a David Bowie trip today, you're obviously going to be listening to his music for a reason. All the music that spirit wants me to play, it's not by an accident. It's all for a reason. So, sit back, buckle your seats, because it's going to be a wild, wild show. Sorry, I could feel the right after I said that, I could feel all of my spirit team coming in, and just so much love, so much support just kind of like dancing around and being like, yeah, we're excited too. We're ready. They're ready. We're all ready here. And I love you, by the way. So again, if you're tuning in and you're listening to my lovely voice, you will get the pleasure of me channeling love to you right now because I love you. And this is what this is for. It's giving love. Speaking of give love, you know, what's the song we got coming up? Why don't we give love under pressure? I mean, it's coming. And we're going to have messages from David Bowie. I'm going to do it right on the spot. Sometimes I'll do a meditation before I get on the show and be like, okay, and I'll write the message down. But I felt like I wanted a free flow because I kind of felt like I knew what the message was going to be, along with describing what the dream was. Our favorite starseed musician, David Bowie. It's cool, though. I love it. I love to be able to talk about artists that I haven't really been standing over or engaged with a lot, because I get to learn something new and I get to experience something different. So I love it. It's spiritual education for me when spirits come in that I don't really, on the regular listen to. So this is really exciting for me to be able to channel, and I love it, and I love being here. And so I love you all. Thank you for joining in and being so open and believing. Believing is the key. Oh, believing is the key. Because we all know that if you do not believe in magic, you will never find it. If you don't believe in magic, it's not going to be here. If you don't believe in the unseen, it's that, like the genie says, the genie of the universe says, your wish is my command. You will not see it. So, you know, you got to go through some stuff. You got to go through some stuff in order to get to this level of believing in miracles and believing in the unseen. Whatever it is, to pray your way out of a situation and understand, oh, God is here. Angels is here. The supernatural is here. Something is here to save me, to give me faith, give me hope. And that's exactly what this is about. Where is that hope you need? Where is that miracle? Where is that magic? It's right here. It's all around you. Not just here, but every day, all around you. Everyday angels. We have angels around us all the time. Earth angels, constantly. Surrounding us, guiding us, protecting us. People we don't even know just come in our lives. You know, you ever think about someone who just did a beautiful, wonderful job for you? They didn't have to. Someone just giving, gave you food, gave you money, helped you out. Had car trouble, someone, you know, helped you change a tire, made sure you were safe, you know, someone saved your life. All of those things how much giving goes on a regular basis is something to really, really will spark you and bring you inspiration. So instead of us focusing on the negative and the illusion of lack and scarcity, let's focus on the plentitude and abundance of love. And speaking of love, I got something for you here. So here we go. Thank you, David Bowie, for coming into our dreams. Yes, our dreams. Even though it was my dream, because you're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sound, it is our dream. Love this. So here's the first one. So the selection I have about four, and you know, they're kind of like, they're my favorite. These are the ones I fancy more on the David Bowie genre, on the David Bowie playlist. So here we go. I hope you enjoy this to the high heavens.
Pressure, pushing down. Slashed and torn.
Listening to the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts, free form radio.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to look. is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. Stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
You are listening to The Boss Medium, where I'm Merlinite, 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts. Free form radio. I think it's time for PSA. Ooh. Pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Ooh. So that's something to think about when you're out there. Don't jaywalking. At least you don't live in places like California where you will get arrested for jaywalking, I believe. Wait, why was I talking about jaywalking? That was like for pedestrians and I'm like shaming pedestrians? Wait. Okay, scratch that. Never mind. I'm not shaming you. I walk everywhere. So don't even. Yes, I own a car, but I also walk a lot. I'm a pedestrian. I'm one of you. All right, I'll shut up and just go to the next song. This is actually, yeah, ground control to Major Tom. I mean, how spacey and starseed can that get? So I'm excited, but I'm going to go with another Bowie song because that's just how we're going to do things here. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. I was just really in the moment, just really feeling the vibes of the music and and Bowie and the spirit. I'm just chilling over here. Just really, I'm taking it in, you know. Okay, so if I can explain it without getting all inappropriate, like, it's kind of like hallucinating. I mean, I'm not on anything. I don't do drugs. But it's almost like I'm tripping right now. I'm not joking. It's like when you smoke a fatty. Yeah, I used to, like, I've done that before. I just don't. It's been years. It's been about 7 years in January, 7 years since I've done anything. But like when I used to, it's like when you take that first hit, it's like, it's like blast off time. And it's just like, boom, we're here. Like, this is, yo, I need to let you know some alien things are going on. Like, as I'm here, I'm not forcing any kind of message to come out. I'm just chilling, and so many things are going on, but it's very cosmic. And that's one of the things that I knew there was going to be one of the messages coming from it, and I was right. David Bowie's an alien, by the way, because he's an alien. I mean, Ziggy Stardust. I mean, we all know that, but like, I'm here to confirm, like, I'm having an outer body experience right now. It's pretty dope. That's all I could say. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is ground control to Major Tom. Oh my God. I can't get enough. But I also can't get enough of this. So yeah, this is probably my favorite Bowie song. I mean, because it's just so intense. It's so raw. And it's just so, like, makes you just want to get that F down. So here we go. David Bowie, I'm Afraid of Americans. Here we go. We'll be right back. Hola! You were listening to the Boston Medium where I'm Marilla Knight here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello! Hello, my lovelies! Hello, my star seeds! I hope you were enjoying all of that. Let me read down what I was playing from Mr. David Bowie. We had That Was Just Golden Years. Oh, such a good one. Then we had I'm Afraid of Americans. Ah, oh, my favorite. And we had Major Ground Control, Major Tom. Oh, yeah. Under Pressure. Oh, life is good. Life is very, very good. So please come and join me for a brief guidey. You like how I just made up the term guidey? We're gonna do a brief guidey, okay? It's the Boston Medium helping you out with a brief guidey. Okay. So take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Inhale. Make sure you're getting all your breath in and out. Feel the love of spirit surrounding you. Feel God. Feel joy. Feel the abundance wherever you are. We're gonna let go of anything that doesn't serve us. We're gonna just let go of all the stresses and worries that we've had maybe through the day or throughout the week. It's the middle of the week, so it means we are in the middle. We are in the medium week. Middle, medium. We're here bridging the gap on this beautiful day and letting all come together. Life is so good. Doesn't it feel good right now when we are just able to connect to the present? We're able to connect to the moment. We are just here to be free. We give thanks to all of our angels that come in. Thank you to all of the spirits that come into my dreams that guide me to this beautiful music and this beautiful wisdom and messages to share. So grateful to be so watched over and loved. Thank you. We're gonna start with an intention for the next minute. What is your intention? What is the intention that you hold space for right now in this calm space? Because when we are in a beautiful state of relaxation, that is when our best ideas, creativity, and inspiration come to us. When our bodies and our minds are in the most beautiful frequency of being, nothing more, nothing less, in our truest form, highest nature. Meditative state. What is your intention? What is the intention you hold space for right now in your heart, in your mind, and in your body? Feel the first thing that comes in and understand that your intuition, you are always, always on point. You know the highest good for yourself. You know the highest truth. You are so intelligent beyond what you could even comprehend. You are powerful than what you can comprehend. And the message that you are getting is clear, is truth, and it is yours. Deep breath in and exhale. You are loved. You are so loved. You are so loved and loved. You can feel exactly what that message is, can't you? You can feel exactly. Where is that love? You are infinite expansion. You are true beauty. You are absolute magic. Take this intention. I want you to inhale and give a big exhale. And when you do, imagine this intention going out into the world. Imagine this going out into the universe and imagine it coming back. Imagine your life different after today and after this moment and transitioned to the highest good of who you should and who you truly, truly are. You are so blessed and loved. You are so magical. And the light shines with you every single way, everywhere you go. You are the absolute love. You are the absolute magic. You are infinite spirit. You are infinite joy. You are the most beautiful energy possible. Feel this love and feel the healing. Say yes to the healing. Right now, you say yes to the healing. Yes to this healing. Yes to this beauty. And yes to this magnificent life. Feel the magnificence of who you are. As you climb that stairway, the stairway goes to the sky, to the clouds, to the ethers, and all the way into outer space. What does your outer space look like? What does your galaxy look like? What does the cosmos look like that represents you, that represents your spirit, your infinite nature? What is here and what is that feeling? Mostly, what are you feeling in this moment when you connect to the stars and you connect to the sun and you connect to God? Raise your vibration and feel loved. And you come down and you just take a nice jump from that staircase and glide so gracefully on a parachute all the way back down to Earth. And this is a graceful, graceful coming down. And as we float back, we feel safe and taken care of. And we land gracefully as our feet are grounded to the root and the center of the Earth. You are so magical. Your life matters, and you matter so much. We give infinite thanks to Spirit and give infinite thanks for being here, being on this radio station, having a place to express who we truly are. And we give love, give love, give love. Thank you. Thank you so much, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for listening in and tuning in to the Paranormal Playgrounds here, Sounds with Mariah Merlinite, a 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And when we will, I'm going to play, I used to dance to this David Bowie song a lot at Heroes. It's actually the day, you know, they named the dance night after David, I don't know, so I'm not going to say they did it, but it looked like it appears to be the dance night was named after the David Bowie song Heroes. But let's go ahead with and when we get back, we're going to chime in about this meditation because holy smokes, I left my body. Yes, while I was talking, I went somewhere else and then I came back and I was like, oh my goodness, I was actually talking? Holy smokes, that was intense. And I could see myself, like the visuals, oh Lord. Lord, 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 we got some talking to do. We got some talking to do. But before then, we're going to do this David Bowie song, China Girl. Here we go.
Your mouth.
And you are listening to Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, WMFO, 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Yes, 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 we are here. So let's get back in gear with the meditation. And so I hope everybody really enjoyed that. I couldn't believe it. Like, I think I was talking, I was just channeling the meditation, and then I had a brief moment where I was just like, wait, where was I? I don't even, like, not even remembering being in this room. And I wasn't even anywhere. It was just being outside of this body, just not being here anymore. I clearly left my body, and then after that I just saw an image of me walking up, like, I can't even describe it, but the closest thing I can describe is from, have you ever seen Charlie Chaplin, Modern Times, where that little wheel thing he had, those wheels, and they just keep, they're kind of like wheels and they keep going, but they have those little, like, I don't even know what they're called, but anyways, I was able to walk on a wheel, but it was going into outer space. Yeah, I have some trippy, like, meditations, and I tend to trip naturally, as I would like to say. So I actually got something up from a post I have on Facebook. And so I document all of these things, and I document all of the entertainers that come to me. And so actually David Bowie came to me in January. So it was just this January, he came in my dreams before, and he actually said things to me, and I'll tell you what he said in the next dream. So he said, so this is January 13th, and so this is what I'm reading. David Bowie's spirit was in my dreams last night. All he said to me was, remember the time I was with you and your family. Then he showed me a memory of us in a picture together from almost a decade ago. He was reminding me of my starseed family, and that it's time to connect back to them. Okay. Excuse me. Yeah, that's really intense because, so he is a strong starseed, as I like to say. Alien. In other words, an alien. And so the message that I'm summoning right now, channeling through you, is, do you ever research and look up your starseed? Are you connected to it? Again, if you're just tuning in and you're listening to this, it's not an accident talking about starseeds, because when we start connecting to the cosmos, I'm starting to clear now. Like, sorry, it's coming up, so that's why it's like I'm clearing my throat and everything. It's, you know, I'm getting clear and cleansed. When we connect, we start feeling like that remembrance from our starseed, and our starseed family is where we really come from. That's what that is, like our alien roots. So we're here on planet Earth, you know, like, for example, I'm mixed with about 5 different ethnicities. And so, you know, it's like, okay, there goes, and, you know, we would say, okay, I'm a little bit Arcturian or a little bit Palladian and this and this and this and that, yada, 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 yada. Oh, I'm blueprint. You know, you can mix it all together, and there's another form of nationality that would be alien. And so looking up what kind of starseed are you and connecting with it. And so I know for a fact I was connected with Arcturian energy, because Arcturians definitely channel music. They heal through music. And so are you curious? What kind of alien family do you come from? Your starseed. And so I'm obviously from a same starseed as David Bowie, even though, again, I'm not a David Bowie stan, but he's showing me that there is a link between me and him coming from some kind of same starseed going on. because I'm connecting with this energy, I'm connecting with the meditation, I'm connecting with this message so much, and I hope who was ever listening is doing the same and understanding everything that's coming out of my mouth and being channeled, because right now it's all a channel. Everything's just being channeled. Bringing in the message. You're here to unfold understanding who you are about in the origins, but the origins of not just your human self and your 3D self and your gender identity in terms of ethnicity, race, you know, religion. You're here to understand your alien self, your cosmic self. Start connecting, do meditations, start exploring astral projecting and outer body experiences. Remember where you came from in your cosmos. And I'm totally taking this message, and I'm definitely going to connect with it this week because it's what I need. I'm feeling what David Bowie is saying. Because to all those who are listening, especially if you're a creator or musician, this really expands the way you create, the way you see things, the way where you just don't have to see it one way. And the way that all of this connects together. So what they're saying is always make sure that you are connected and grounded to your starseed family and the cosmos and the connection. And it's not just here in the 3D. It's not just, oh, okay, we're just here, you know, with our flesh and 3D and the things we can see in finite and atoms. We are an expansive cosmic being. And so this is the message that David Bowie is saying, is this: explore beyond what you can just see. So I thank you so much for listening and tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds this week. Catch me every week 2 to 3 p.m. Spirit World through music. I am your favorite psychic medium, and thank you, David Bowie, for coming to my dreams and having such a wonderful, beautiful playlist. All right, well, that sums up this hour of Paranormal Playground Sounds. Tune in next week and just continuously feel the love, because the love is here for you. I love you, and I leave you with the love and blessings of spirit.
WMFO Medford. This is the voicemobile. Really happy to be back in the studio, just trying to get myself logged in. And that was a great, we enjoyed that. Thank you so much. So we have about half of a minute before it's officially the show. So I'm going to, let's see, I'm not sure which of these decks are actually working. We will find out. We'll get started with something. We have special guests in the studio with us from Acoustic Nomads with an S. Acoustic Nomads are in the house. Let's see if, oh, this is not even turned.